The next patient is Lester Tollar. The last name is T-O-L-A-R. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of pancreas kidney transplant that was done in Tampa General Hospital in 2007. The patient has adequate kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.41. The BUN is 29. The estimated EFR is 56. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The patient has tacrolimus level of 6.8. The BK virus is absent. Number two, we notice that the patient has a decrease in the hemoglobin. Down to 12.3. It's usually between 13.5 and 14. He hasn't noticed any changes in the bowel movements. He has nothing. He hasn't lost any blood anywhere. We have to check the iron stores, folate and B12, the stool for occult blood. The colonoscopy was done long time ago, more than 3 years ago. No polyps were reported at that time. Following number. The patient is a status post parathyroidectomy. He takes calcitriol 0.25 milligrams every day and calcium carbonate 1250 milligrams 5 days a week. The calcium is 7.2 and the PTH is 12. We're going to increase the administration of calcium to a daily basis, and we are going to reevaluate him with the ionized calcium, total calcium, during the next coming visit. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The T3, T4, and TSH are within the normal range. He will continue taking levothyroxine, 175 micrograms daily. Following number, the patient has a history of aortic stenosis. The patient has been followed by Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E. Echocardiogram is going to be done, and evaluation of the stenosis will be done as well. The patient has been complaining of weakness. He doesn't have the same stamina that he had before. Contributory factors, he gained 6 pounds of body weight. The blood pressure is under control, 138 over 75. The BMI went up to 34. The patient was encouraged to decrease the caloric intake drastically. Ideal weight is 220 pounds. The other possibility, the aortic stenosis. The other possibility is the anemia. We are going to continue the workup and we will follow him in 6 weeks. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face and discussing the case with the patient, 15 minutes, and the documentation, 7 minutes.